Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Where's the you're welcome part? Doesn't it usually say you're welcome? After that, I was waiting for you're welcome. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams, and for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. If you had Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, your team would be better. In fact, I think you ask everybody else, a fan of any other team, is there any quarterback? Here's a question for you. Anthony, you think there's any, you know, even with team allegiances, is there any quarterback that people would say, no, I wouldn't trade them if I could swap them out for one of these two guys? Fan base.
I think Seattle fans would probably be really happy with Russell Wilson.
That's a good answer. Russell Wilson, I think maybe Cardinals fans would make the case with Kyler Murray in his rookie year. I think Texans fans might make the case for Deshaun Watson.
I'll give you Deshaun Watson. I wouldn't go, me personally, I wouldn't go with Kyler Murray.
I mean, personally, yeah. Either, but if you're a Cardinals fan, you might. He's had a good rookie year. He's, you know, he's in that mold. Anybody else? Maybe Bills fans are really committed to Josh Allen. Packers fans? I don't know, considering where Aaron Rodgers is, but point being, those guys are really good.
Phillip Rivers.
Come on. Phillip Rivers is lucky there's no Daniel Jones behind him. That Phillip Rivers is lucky. That's the situation. If you could pick one, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, or you had to pick one, who are you taking? CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to Joseph in Houston. Joseph, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning, Robin. Man, what a good topic, and the last question kind of blew my mind because I do like DeAndre. I honestly would take Lamar over Patrick just for a few reasons. I do think that we're seeing a decline in Pat's game right now due to injuries, and I do not think we've seen the ceiling in Lamar Jackson yet. But that being said, also, health is going to be a major contributor to that. I mean, with the rushing and the passing touchdowns, he's in the pocket, like amazing on scrambling and getting people to miss. Thursday night, I know he was just playing the Jets D, but the way he was moving back there was just amazing. And growing up a Lions fan, being a huge Texans fan because I grew up there as well, I would like him to be on one of those teams. The Lions probably not so much because we just beat up quarterback. Mm-hmm. But like that last question about swapping him out, I probably just because I'm true to my players, I'd probably keep DeAndre
Deshaun Watson.
Watson, yeah, Deshaun Watson, because I think he still has some growth and that team is still struggling in a lot of different positions and parts that they need to get together, maybe a GM, you know, just to throw that out there. But, man, Lamar, he's amazing. I don't think it's fair to compare him to anybody else because I don't honestly think there's been anybody else like him. That's all. I'm going to listen.
I don't think there's been anybody like him. You said about Mahomes. Here's my pushback on the Mahomes thing you said, though. You said the decline. I wouldn't use the word decline for Patrick Mahomes. He got hurt. You know, he's not on the decline. He's probably still dealing with the ramifications of that injury. So he just hasn't had the kind of season he had a year ago. But with that said, you know, for all the talk of that, with that said, Patrick Mahomes is still thrown for over 3,000 yards in 11 games, 21 touchdowns to just 3 interceptions. You know, if he had been healthy all year, maybe it'd be a different story because he started the year like he finished last year. I mean, it's not like he didn't come right out the gates lighting it up, because he did. I mean, here's the beginning of the season for Patrick Mahomes. Weeks 1 through 3, 3 TDs, no picks, 4 TDs, no picks, 3 TDs, no picks. So through 3 weeks of the season, he had 10 touchdowns and no picks. and threw for 378 yards, 443 yards, and 374 yards. So Patrick Mahomes is still dumb nice. Let's go to Sonny in Dallas. Sonny, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Robin, you need to be on the air more. Love your show.
Appreciate it.
As far as the question is concerned, it just really depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about for the quick future, just like this year, yeah, I'm all over Lamar. But as far as longevity, as far as your franchise maybe, I would probably have to go to Patrick Mahomes, because sooner or later, just like the Wildcat and just like all the other new nuances that happens in the NFL, they're going to get figured out. Give me defensive coordinators, give me 3 years, they'll figure it out. And sooner or later, everybody's going to be back to the pocket passer. I love Lamar.
I don't know about that, Sonny. I don't think we're going to go back to the pocket passer, because there's just another dimension to running the ball. And Lamar Jackson is a pocket passer. I mean, he's been, the numbers say, I think he's been the best pocket passer in the NFL this year.
Well, when you kind of look at quarterbacks and you talk about quarterbacks and how they throw a football, you're talking about quarterbacks who can throw 275 yards a game. I mean, and no offense against Lamar, he doesn't do that on a consistent level. So when you look at those numbers and kind of, you know, look at greatness. Now, granted, he has a way of making up for what he can't do. That's why I'm saying, yeah, for the near future, maybe go with it. But sooner or later, this kind of guy is going to have to figure out how to become a pocket passer, because the defenses will be there. Just the Wildcat is one of the biggest examples I have in that, is because it took about 3 years before defensive coordinators figured it out, and now you don't even see it really hardly used.
But the Wildcat was more of a gimmick, because it didn't have quite as sustainable of variations of it. I mean, I wouldn't say that what the Ravens are running is a gimmick. They're just running a structure that benefits Lamar Jackson, because they are running pocket pass plays. They are running option plays. They are running straight ahead running plays. I mean, so basically what they're just trying to do is leverage his skill set.
Absolutely, and any NFL team would do that. But at the same time, you're also going to have in the offseason here for this year and possibly next year, defensive coordinators working overtime to figure out how to stop it. Now, whether or not it happens, Robin, you and I, we don't know. Obviously, we can't see into the future. But I give me defensive coordinators with the experience on how to stop people. Over the years and years, defensive coordinators have been doing it.
Well, I'm sure it'll get better, and of course, it's tough to prepare for it, but there's – that's where the natural ability of Jackson comes in. There's only so much preparation you can do. It always used to crack me up when they'd say somebody was pretending to be that, you know, guy in practice. You know, well, this guy's Allen Iverson, or you know, he's Michael Vick on the scout team. No, he's not. Or else he'd be playing. You know, no, he's not. Let's go to Eli in Indiana. Eli, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, first off, to me, comparing Lamar Jackson's game to the Wildcat is an insult to Lamar Jackson.
I kind of agree with that, yes.
And if we're talking the next 3 or 4 years, I'd definitely lean towards Jackson, because he's a game-breaker with his legs. Defenses can only scheme so much. You can't scheme speed. Speed kills in the NFL. But for as much as a better athlete than Jackson is than Mahomes, I think Mahomes' arm talent is that much better than Jackson's. And arm talent transfers throughout the career. As we've seen in the NFL trends, players that are highly athletic, highly speed, they tend to fall off in their late 20s towards their 30s. We've seen that with running backs, wide receivers, DBs, whereas a guy like Patrick Mahomes, as we've seen with Aaron Rodgers, he can last into his late 30s.
Yeah, I mean, conventional wisdom, as I said before, tells you Mahomes will last longer. The only thing I say, Mahomes is the one who's gotten injured, and Lamar Jackson hasn't, right?
That's true, but we've only seen Jackson for not even maybe a full year now.
Yeah, sure.
And I think with Mahomes is also easier to put a team around, whereas Jackson has a little bit more of a required personnel around him.
Yeah, I mean, fair. And again, that's the point I made for Mahomes. I could make the argument for either. Very easily. Again, that's why we're having this conversation. That's why the question is being asked, because it's not an easy answer. And I think there is a strong argument for either. I mean, the argument for Mahomes is what you just stated. He does stuff with his arm I've never seen. He still has the mobility that you need from a QB. Just because he's not Lamar Jackson doesn't mean he isn't mobile. He plays a certain way that could allow him to have a longer career, because he's not taking those sort of hits, you know, all that. As far as Lamar Jackson, it's just there's nobody else that can do what he does, running the ball. And that's just another dimension for your team. And if you construct the right offense with the right personnel, then there's really nothing the defense can do. It's got to be terrifying. It's got to be terrifying. There's nothing you can do. Because it just spreads you out. I mean, you said speed kills. I mean, I think it's about speed. It's about spacing. It's about putting that hesitation in the defense. Just that moment of hesitation. That's the difference. You're split second, you pause, and you're done. And that's what's special about Lamar Jackson. Meanwhile, Mahomes, he'll throw the ball right down the field on you. There's no throw he's afraid to make. And I think they both benefited from their coaching. I think Mahomes was perfect for Andy Reid and what he wants to do. And Harbaugh was not stubborn. He didn't try to make Lamar Jackson fit what he did. He fit what he did around Lamar Jackson. So if you could pick one or the other, you had to, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes going forward, who are you taking? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227, at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it is here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
The J-Man 5 tweets in, Jackson's great. Long-term, Mahomes, size, arm strength. The question, who would you take, Mahomes or Jackson? JM Fry 3 says, thing about Lamar is people questioned him, told him he couldn't do it. Depends on the makeup of the roster, who I would take. Justin Wilder says, I'm taking Mahomes. Better shelf life, in my opinion. I think the next NFL debate hasn't gotten there as of yet. Enrique Barrera says, I'd take Jackson with that perfect system they put him in. Created a great scheme that just fits. The coaches aren't getting enough credit. YT4USA says, I really like your new comparison to the new Brady Manning to Mahomes Jackson. I'm hoping this turns into a good rivalry. You're right, they are exciting to watch. I find myself giggling from their ability. Mahomes, for me, less likely for crucial injury. Again, I agree with that too, except for Mahomes is the one who has suffered an injury. And Lamar Jackson hasn't. So for all the talk of one's more likely to get injured than the other, the one who's less likely to get injured is the one who's gotten injured. So until we see Lamar Jackson get injured, I don't even want to put that in the universe. He's making some good decisions with his running style. He did take one pretty big lick on Thursday night, and that's what he has to avoid. He just has to run smart. Eventually, it's going to catch up to you. It always does. I mean, nobody, plays in the NFL and doesn't have a toll taken on him. Eric in Baltimore. Eric, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm good. I just I got a little bit of a beef, man, with everybody saying that, it's the personnel around him and this. Do they have good personnel? Absolutely. But at the same time, think about where he was last year to where he's at right now.
Jackson, you're talking about?
Yeah. Absolutely, man. I see the stadium from my house, man. Who works harder? Nobody. I mean, he went from what, 50-some% pass rating to 66?
If we're being real about it, right, Eric? Halftime of the game last year, the playoff game, most people were calling for Joe Flacco, right?
Okay, last year.
No. I'm agreeing with you. I'm not pushing back. I'm trying to amplify your point. Most people were calling for Joe Flacco because Lamar Jackson was so bad in that first half, especially throwing the ball. And the guy that's playing now is a different guy. I mean, he's a.
What did he do? What did he do all season? He worked. That's why he says work harder. I mean, come on, cut the guy some slack. I mean, he's chucking it up. He's got what, the most touchdowns?
I think you're taking this the wrong way. I'm agreeing with you. He started from a place and improved greatly between last year
absolutely.
And this year.
And my beef's not with you, man.
Yeah.
The people calling in, dude, I'm like, what are you looking at? Right?
Well, I mean, the reason the offense works that they built is because of who the quarterback is. Sure. I mean, like, the idea that you wouldn't emphasize the talent of your best player doesn't make any sense. Of course you would. So, of course they built their team that way. Duh. I mean, that's the way, it's the way it should work. You want to construct a roster. You want to construct the scheme around the talents of your best player. That scheme, whatever you want to call it, that offense wouldn't work if Lamar Jackson wasn't Lamar Jackson. You put anybody else in it, it wouldn't work. I mean, you could play that game either way. But John Harbaugh wisely goes, oh, we've got a special talent here. How do we take advantage of it? And take advantage of it they did. Stephon in Baltimore, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rob?
Good, man. How are you? Baltimore's excited, I would imagine. I was just in Baltimore. I took my kids to the aquarium a couple of weeks ago.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
But even though I'm in Baltimore, I'm actually an Eagles fan.
Oh, okay.
So I'm actually going to go with Patrick Mahomes on this.
Wow. Those are fighting words in Baltimore. You shouldn't let anybody hear you.
It is what it is. But yeah. You know, I think that Lamar Jackson, it's too new. This Ravens team, it's too new to deal with. They've been a primarily defensive team for as long as I can remember. So seeing this side of them is taking the whole league by storm, including their division. And as far as I see, they've never dealt with this before. That's 6 easy wins.
Well, so, I mean, yeah, go ahead.
But on the other take of it, you know, I'm also a huge Andy Reid fan. I know that he's a great quarterback builder. I mean, he did wonderful things here in Philadelphia between Donovan McNabb, working with Michael Vick, you know, I mean, Nick Foles. But to me, Lamar Jackson is just, you know, it's his first year, like his first full year. RG3 had a great first full year, too. Carson Wentz had a great first full year, too. There's just so much hype around him right now, like Johnny Football. So much hype around him right now.
But Johnny Football didn't do anything approaching what Lamar Jackson did. I mean, like, Lamar Jackson's done it. None of those guys did, to be honest with you. I mean, RG3 had a great rookie season. RG3 got hurt. And I mean, I think everybody looks for these explanations to RG3. To me, the thing that happened to RG3 is his leg damn near got broken off. He's dragging it to the sideline. It was tough to watch. Carson Wentz did have a nice year, and he got a big contract. He's still, you know, a starting quarterback in the NFL with potential, but, you know, there's critiques to be had of him. But that argument works against Patrick Mahomes, too. Patrick Mahomes lit the world on fire last year in his first full year. So you can make that argument against anybody. And again, I think the coaching argument can be made for either guy, where Andy Reid maximizes Patrick Mahomes, just like Harbaugh is maximizing Lamar Jackson. But you don't do what Lamar Jackson's done this year and it'd be a fluke or a flash in the pan. I mean, the ability just stands out to you. You see it. It pops off the screen. You know, and a couple callers ago when we were talking about the improvement, that's what's been drastic to me, the improvement of the accuracy. Because there was a point in time where, let's be real about it again, Lamar Jackson didn't look like he could throw the ball that well. I mean, he always had the arm. But as far as the touch and the accuracy, and he fixed it. Credit to him. He fixed it. Now he's been dynamite out of the pocket. So I don't know. I don't know what you do with him. Brian in Harrisburg. Brian, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing? I'll make it easy for you. I definitely take Lamar. Here's why. I'm not a stat guy, so I have no argument for that. I don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson is a big dude. He can take a hit. The typical lifespan of a quarterback in the NFL is what? Maybe 5-7 years taking a hit if they're a running quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But also, here's my argument. I'd take Lamar because Baltimore has had so many quarterbacks prior to Flacco being the winner that Lamar has to be the next one at the helm. You have to give the guy hope. You got to. But here's something that's interesting, and I was thinking about it. Mahomes beat the Patriots with his arm. Lamar beat him with the legs. So I would definitely take Lamar in that situation and beat the Patriots again.
Well, but
what do you think?
I don't know. Again, I mean, Mahomes can't really be stopped either. Last year in the playoffs, I mean, I know they lost that game, but Mahomes threw what, 3 touchdowns? I don't think he had any interceptions in that playoff game against the Pats. He just didn't get a chance in overtime. That's why it's a question. It's why it's the question I'm asking. There's not an easy answer. I mean, we know that the Patriots have struggled with mobile quarterbacks before, But that's part of also what makes Mahomes special. Mahomes ain't Lamar Jackson. He's not going to take off and run like that. But he can move in the pocket and can roll out of the pocket. You know, again, to me, his comparison is Aaron Rodgers. Like, Lamar Jackson is Michael Vick, but Michael, you know, fully realized Michael Vick. Just because Mahomes got hurt this year, we forgot about him a little bit, doesn't mean he ain't a bad dude, because he's a bad dude. Both these guys are. And it's basically an impossible question to answer, and that's why I'm asking it. Who would you take, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, as your quarterback?
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
Those drums! If I was in the car with my kids, I'd be having them bounce to these drums. International, yeah. Speaking of my kids, so I don't even know if I can tell this story on the air. I'm going to go for it. Last night, I'm down the hall at a friend's house. All the wives, women, significant others went into the city for a party. They were dressed fancy. I saw them leaving. They were like, y'all look fancy. Where are you going? We don't get to go out much. Oh, okay. All right. Damn. I don't know. Are you auditioning for something? What's happening? So they left, and it was the guys with the kids, and they're all hanging out and watching a movie or something. We were watching The Grinch, I think they were watching, and Toy Story later. But, you know, when you're watching a group of kids, they actually, it's easier to watch a bunch of kids than just one or two kids, because they keep each other occupied until there's like a breaking point and some chaos starts emerging. You know, they lose their attention span. They get tired, rambunctious. So that started happening. They started wrestling around, and they were wrestling with me. And then I got them into a situation where they were wrestling with each other so I could walk away. And I walk away and start talking. And a few seconds later, my son Raj comes over and he has no pants on. His pants are gone. He's the only boy there, by the way. Everybody else is girls. It's like seven or eight girls. And he just walks up to me like with no pants on. I'm like, dude, what happened? Where are your pants? Like, put your pants on. And he said, the girls took my pants. So I push him over to the bathroom. I'm like, put your pants on, man. And he comes back out. Finally, he keeps coming out like half with his pants halfway on, trying to explain himself. And then he finally gets his pants on. And he kept coming over because I could tell he felt bad. He thought he was in trouble. And he kept trying to explain to me. They, you know, they had me down. We were wrestling and they took my pants. So I believe him. I think he was telling the truth. But it's just, it was a funny circumstance. Well, it was, you know, I taught him, don't worry. He kept trying to explain it to me. I was like, we'll talk about it later. You're not in trouble. It's all right. He was like, but the girl, and then it was funny. Like he was quasi tattling on everybody else while bigging up one of the girls. He said, everybody but Emmy did it. Emmy didn't do it. So maybe it's a good sign for him. 855-212-4227. Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. Who you taking? Let's go to Ramon in Indianapolis. Ramon, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great topic here. I like both the young men. They're fantastic. And the edge, it's an edge only. It's to Lamar for one reason.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it seems like he's a leader of men. You have to look at the intangibles, and I'm not saying Mahomes isn't or won't become, but as of right now, at 22 or whatever, he's leading grown men, and he's got them believing.
You know, but let me push back for a second, Ramon. Again, I've been doing this with everybody. When everybody takes one or the other, I defend the other, and I've been defending both of them. What's to say Patrick Mahomes isn't that? Because what about the Chiefs' record last year? What about their record this year? I mean, like, they've been excellent as the, you know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Now I'll go to the argument that that was made. What would they talk about the talent and the scheme around Lamar? What would Mahomes have without Hill, Hunt last year, and all those fast-running guys that he has? Just to stop with all that. You got to have talent to win no matter what.
Of course.
On either team. Michael Jordan had Pippen, Rodman, and Horace Grant, and all them. So let's stop with all that, people, please. But I look at it like this. They always talk about durability. I just looked at a Harvard study that said quarterbacks, it's a 50-50 chance. Aaron Rodgers last year, hit in the pocket. Brady, hit in the pocket. Roethlisberger, all his injuries have been in the pocket. Mahomes this year, in the pocket. It's a 50-50 chance, people. But if I got 8 years, I can maybe win 2 Super Bowls. Give me Lamar Jackson. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, look, I don't think you can go wrong either way. It's just the game I'm playing. When somebody takes one, I argue for the other. So I've argued for both Mahomes and Jackson throughout the course of this show. Bert in Michigan. Bert, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, great show as always. You always have the great topics, but you just had me in stitches laughing with the story about your son.
Thank you.
Anyway, on your question, yeah, if I was starting a team right now, I'd have to go Lamar Jackson, knowing what we know. He's changing the game. And he's proven he is an accurate passer. He's coachable. He works hard. I'd have to choose him. And then I have a little twist question for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
If you had to pick your Mount Rushmore of mobile dual threat quarterbacks, who would they be, and would Lamar be on it?
Dual threat. See, this is where. What's the definition of dual threat, right? I would say
you can pass and run.
Yeah, but well, to what degree of running? That's what I mean. Like, how much running qualifies as a running?
I can tell you mine. I mean, but I'm putting you on the spot. I know that
Russell Wilson. Right? Does Russell Wilson count?
That's my
right?
Number two.
Lamar Jackson. Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson. Does Steve Young count?
I put him number one, actually.
Okay, so Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Steve Young. And it has to come. I mean,
Lamar five right now.
It's probably going to be Deshaun Watson, but you have to have Michael Vick and Randall Cunningham. But Lamar Jackson's better than Michael Vick. He is. He just is.
Well, Michael Vick had longevity, though. He had a long career. He really did.
Sure. No, he had a good career. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to diss Michael Vick. But what I'm saying is Lamar Jackson right now is better than Michael Vick ever was.
Yeah, if I was starting a team, yeah, of course. Yeah, if I was starting a team, I'd go Lamar.
Yeah.
I'm just saying for what we have.
Let's say pre-Lamar Jackson, yeah, Russell Wilson, Steve Young, Randall Cunningham, and Michael Vick probably.
Randall Cunningham, I didn't think about
that Cam one. Newton. Cam Newton. Cam Newton's got to be on there.
Yeah. I thought about Cam too, and
Cam's better than Michael Vick.
You can go back to Fran Tarkington stuttered at all.
Yeah. But Cam is better than Michael Vick too. Cam at his prime was a hugely impactful player. I mean, they went to the Super Bowl that year. He's a different style runner. And Michael Vick was, you know, I sound like I'm dissing Michael Vick. I'm not. I mean, I was one of the people that thought Michael Vick could be the best player who ever lived. You know, like I thought he had that kind of ability. So that lets you know what, you know, I think of Lamar Jackson now, too. But Cam Newton. So it'd be Russell Wilson and Cam Newton are the top two, probably, with Steve Young. Steve Young was great, too. He just didn't run as much as those guys. But, yeah, that's an interesting question. Adam in Richmond, Virginia. Adam, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning. How you doing again, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great. You just touched on something I'd spoken to your producer about. Everybody is saying that Lamar Jackson was better than Michael Vick, which is true. But at the same time, Vick, Cam Newton, and Randall Cunningham didn't have the weapons around him that Jackson got. I understand these guys that Jackson was throwing to are not household names, but these young receivers are getting open for him. They're catching the ball. Both his running backs are coming out of the backfield catching the ball. His offensive line is blocking for him pretty good. So he's got a lot more to work with. I'm not taking anything from him because if I was going to start a team right now, he would be the young man I would start with. But these other guys didn't have nowhere near the help that he has right now. Nowhere.
Well, I mean, Mahomes has a lot of help, does he not?
Yeah, that's why I didn't mention him.
You're just talking about back before. I don't know. Let's spin it the other way, Adam. Was anybody talking about any of these guys on the Ravens before Lamar Jackson? Or do they look like they're a bunch of help because they have Lamar Jackson and it makes everybody's job easier? Like, is Mark Ingram better because he's got Lamar Jackson? Is Hollywood Brown better because he's got Lamar Jackson?
I think they're better because they got each other. It's not just one way. They're helping each other out.
Well, of course. I mean, and the Ravens are an excellent team. They're the clear Super Bowl favorites, I think, at this point.
And I forgot to mention, the offensive system is I love it. It's just, you got to stack the box to stop him. He's hitting you with the quick pass. And if he has the run, he gets outside, and he's not taking too many big hits. I didn't like the one Thursday night. But overall, I just think that he has much more to work with than those other guys. All big heads was Algie Crumpler and a running back. Cam Newton had Greg Olsen, and that was it. Randall Cunningham had Keith Jackson, and that was it. Nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, especially I think Cam over the years, struggled with Vic when he went to Philly. Andy Reid had some speedsters on that team. But again, I don't think you were looking at that Ravens personnel and saying, oh my gosh, this team is stacked before Lamar Jackson. I mean, really, same thing with Kansas City. Kansas City has really good weapons, but part of what, Tyreek Hill is awesome, right? I mean, he's an unbelievable player, but Patrick Mahomes is getting him the ball in those spots. I mean, they're helping each other out, like you said. Those guys are fortunate to have some talent around them. But I think it's really coaching that they've been most fortunate about, both of them. Andy Reid, a quarterback guru, and the reason I said on the air before last season that Patrick Mahomes was going to be the breakout star of the NFL. I said that definitively. And I didn't know. It's not because I thought I'm like some super smart quarterback evaluator. It wasn't that. I didn't watch him in college. I wasn't at their camp, and it wasn't like me seeing him being like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. But I had heard from smart people that he had a lot of talent, right? And then I just used the context clues. They got rid of Alex Smith, who was a good a serviceable, good NFL quarterback. Not great, but could quarterback your team to the playoffs. And Andy Reid's history with, the way he had worked with quarterbacks, Cobb and Vic and McNabb and so on and so forth. So I thought, okay, Andy Reid is comfortable enough to jettison Alex Smith to go with Patrick Mahomes, who smart people have vouched for his talent. Clearly he's going to light it up this year. Now, I didn't expect exactly what we got, but there was enough context clues for that. So Andy Reid has helped Patrick Mahomes tremendously. And John Harbaugh has helped Lamar Jackson tremendously, because a lot of coaches would be stubborn and would want Lamar Jackson to fit what they do. He said, nah, we've got a special talent. We're going to build everything around him. And they did. And it's smart, because just logic tells you it's tough to stop. You don't know what's coming. Could be the run, could be the throw. It's got you on your heels. Gino in New Orleans. Gino, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Gino?
Hey, Robin, can you hear me, buddy?
I can hear you well, man.
All right, man. Look, I got a lot of points, and I know you pressed for time, so I want to throw these things out there.
All right,
first
let's do
of
it.
All, if you was to take both these quarterbacks, and right now you would extend their rookie contracts, I find it very hard to believe that Lamar Jackson would get guaranteed more than Patty Mahomes. And it's risk averse, and it's we're a cap driven league, and I think a lot of times that controls the narrative.
I think they'd get about the same deal, though. Like, whoever signs the newest one with quarterbacks basically sets the market and the record. So whoever signed first would get less than the one who signed next.
Yeah, but I don't think Lamar Jackson would get a lot of guaranteed money, because we are in a cap-driven league, and if he gets hurt that first year, they're eating a lot.
That's a risk, but I think he would. But you have to take it. I mean, like, he has all the leverage in the world.
Right, absolutely. My second point is, if you take Lamar Jackson, I just think I would take him. He's a better football player. He's not a better passer, but he's just a better football player. And I find the irony in everything is because last year everything was, going towards passing. The rules on the quarterbacks were a lot easier. And now I think we're back to that old run style, hard-nosed defense wins games. And I think that's what you're kind of seeing with this two-headed monster of Ravens. It's really good. It's really good. My third point is, with Lamar, I just, we got to pump the brakes a little bit, especially on the accuracy and the passing. You know, his receivers, they're having at least anywhere from 3 feet to 2 yards of separation. He's not throwing consistent dimes. And I think because of we really underestimate the play calling, I think scheme is so much in the NFL. These receivers are just so much that wide open because you're focused on the run. And I just think that,
but that's,
you know,
that's Lamar Jackson, right? I mean, he's completing 66% of his passes or something. It's tough to knock that. And the reason those guys are open is because of Lamar Jackson. Again, it's that hesitation I was talking about before. You know, that split second, it puts you in a problematic situation. What are you going to do? Because you know he's so dangerous. So that it's his own ability that is freeing those guys up. It's not a coincidence. Not that they're so good that they're going to get wide open no matter where they're playing. It's because they're playing with Lamar Jackson. You know? 855-212-4227. You know, I was going to get to some other stuff, but people really like this topic. So who am I to cut it off? I've learned to ride the wave in this business at times. There is more I want to get to, including the Patriots, their latest little scandal, and the Los Angeles Lakers. They had another win last night in Miami. But you have spoken. Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, who are you taking? 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. I'm with you until 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it is coming to you live here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.